part of North Carolina. It's a resort city.
North Carolina?
Yeah. Asheville?
Asheville.
Yeah, I just need pronunciation. All right, and the biggest city in Georgia would be?
Atlanta.
Yeah, what about the port city in Georgia?
Savannah.
Okay, and a couple more big cities in Georgia. This one's the second largest, same name as the man who discovered America.
Columbus.
Yeah, and one more that's kind of the central part of the state, begins with the letter M. I think all the brothers are from this city.
Georgia.
Macon?
Macon, Georgia.
Okay. And the biggest city in Louisiana?
New Orleans.
Okay.
Baton Rouge.
Okay, need to go up those anyway. And the baseball team, the Reds, what city? Johnny Bench plays for them.
Cincinnati Reds.
Okay, and the biggest city, well, the horse racing city in Kentucky would be?
Louisville.
And three foreign countries, if I were in Moscow, I would be in?
Russia.
Yeah, if I were in Paris.
England. France.
Okay,
France.
And if I were in Dublin?
Dublin.
Yeah. Shamrocks, four-leaf clovers.
Norway.
Norway.
Ireland?
Yeah, okay. All right, so much for that. What about, how far would you say it is from here to Jackson?
Jackson? About 125 miles.
Okay. And let's see, this expression. If somebody asks you to go with them somewhere, you're not so sure that you want to, you might say, well, I don't know if I'm going to go with you or not.
I don't know if I should go with you or not.
Okay. Or if somebody's talking, if you're talking about a sick friend of yours, you might say, well, it just seems to me he won't pull through.
Seems to me he's not going to make it.
Okay. What about if you were asked to go somewhere without your mother, you might say, well, I just won't go, she goes.
I won't go unless my mother goes.
Okay. And if you're talking about why you like somebody, he's a very funny fellow, you like him for that reason, you might say, well, I like so-and-so, she's funny.
Yeah. I like him because he's funny.
Okay. And what about this expression? You might say, if you're doing some work and somebody's just standing around looking, you might turn to them and say, well, why did you just sit around helping me?
Why did you just sit around not doing nothing? Is that all you got to do?
Okay. Or what I'm looking for, why did you sit around and helping me?
Instead of helping.
All right. And a few things about religion. What you said you were Methodist. Mm-hmm. What would you say most people around here are?
Baptist.
Okay. And talking about a person who became a member of a church, you say that he did what?
The church.
Yeah. Put it all together, you say.
He joined the church.
Okay. And in church, you pray to
God.
And you say that the minister delivered a fine
message
or
sermon.
Okay. And the choir makes good
music.
And talking about that music, you might say it was very appealing. You say that sure was
good.
Okay, maybe stronger than good. Begins with a B.
Beautiful.
All right. What about the being that's supposed to be the enemy and the opposite of God? You'd say that's the
devil.
Yeah.